Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your real illuminating moment. Matthew 15:14 reads, "And these are the words of our Lord, let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Matthew 24:11 again records our Lord as saying, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." A lot of souls have attempted to validate their claim of being saved by either preaching, pastoring, or marrying a preacher. They seek religious relevance and Christian validation and acceptance through academia and our Christian institutional credentialing. Many are unconverted, disobedient, perverted, and deceived about what it means to be saved and holy and chosen by Yahweh to serve at His command. They assume that they must serve in a Christian church with Christian credentials and observe Christianity's traditions and theologies. Many have gone to great effort and expense to establish and or acquire a facility, building, or venue in which to perform their religious services and promote themselves, their messages, and spread their demonic and deceitful perversions of Yahweh's law and gospel. They have not been born again of the Spirit and of the water in accordance with Yahweh's command, nor are they sent and authorized by God. However, many are Christian church saved and church appointed and institutionally and academically credentialed. Their authority comes from man and not God. Their authority comes from church and not heaven. Their credentials come from an institution of Christian construct instead of the Holy Spirit of Yahweh. When examined against the backdrop of Yahweh's teachings and the law of Yahweh, they are found to be wanting and false. Whereas Christianity may acknowledge them and accept them as ministers of God and assume that they are God's servant because they said so, Yahweh does not. Yahweh knows His sheep and His called out ones. He knows His born-again saints, especially those who are appointed and authorized as His servants. He never needed nor delegated Christianity to determine who is or who isn't His messenger or servant. Many went, but few were sent. And those that went without Yahweh's approval will be rejected at the last day. Matthew 7:21-23. Their Christian approval and acceptance will not get them into heaven. Their years of Christian church performance, that is to say, their years of worship experience, will not count toward their salvation. Their Christian and academic titles and accolades will not get them into the kingdom of God. And there are many lies, false messages, and perverted ways lead many astray and away from the truth that saves, and they will have to give an account for the souls that they misled to condemnation and judgment. These jokers know that they aren't living or preaching what the preacher, that is to say the Holy Spirit, bids them to preach, because they aren't gifted with the Holy Spirit, but with the spirit of Christianity and religious relevance. Many self-proclaimed and church-appointed preachers and pastors study to show themselves approved unto men and men's Christianity and Christianity's construct, but they don't diligently seek the approval of the Lord. They are proud of their human Christian designations like Reverend Doctor or Chief Apostle or Senior Pastor or Prophetess or Elect Lady or First Lady or Reverend or Pope or Elder or Bishop. They are proud of these ecclesiastical titles and offices of ecclesiastical position. These things matter more to them than keeping Yahweh's Sabbath day holy and obeying His law. They will work diligently at maintaining their Christian image, their Christian titles and positions, their Christian churches and ministries, their Christian relevance and station in the community and society. However, they will not keep Yahweh's commandments. Many of today's so-called pastors and evangelists are trying to get rich off of God and get into heaven through deceptive means and religious pretense. It is all a business to them. A stage where Christian sinners and Christian perverts can gather and pretend to be saved and deceive themselves about their righteousness while getting rich off of their fairy tales, lies, and commercialized Christianity. The more sin-accommodating a church or pastor is, the more relevant and popular that pastor or Christian institution will be. And the more relevant and popular they are, the more money they will rake in. And however contrary to Holy Scripture and the words of the Holy Messiah, wealth and popularity instead of tribulation and persecution has become the Christian sign or image of anointing and blessing. That is why so many lost souls who now proclaim to be called by God to preach are now trying to imitate and reproduce the demonic Christian image of prosperity preachers and prosperity ministries and churches and their demonic icons and idol gods. They are trying to imitate people like Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes, Paula White, Kenneth Copeland, Jesse Duplantis, Gloria Copeland, Joel Osteen, Juanita Bynum, Benny Hinn, Joyce Myers, and many others, some of whom have already been removed from the earth by the angel of death. These jokers are ministers of the world religion of selfism, and they use Yahweh as a means to an end. Money is their God, and they teach heaven on earth. As a matter of fact and prophetic revelation, they teach hatred toward God through the disobedience of His law and commandments, and they approve of perverting Yahweh's divine creation and order by seeking to change what Yahweh has established already in the heavens. Beware and be aware, my friends. These jokers are very well trained and are very well organized and are very well disguised like their father the devil. They are all dressed up in the cloak of Christianity and the costume of religiosity to appear like the light of God. However, they are full of dead men's bones, soon to abide in hell with the rest of the false prophets of Satan. You better watch those jokers and repent. Christianity does not have the integrity to be God's institution of salvation in the earth, and many of her ministers and churches have abandoned the law, commands, and Sabbath days, as well as the moral purity of God in exchange for Christianity. I'm concerned that many sincere souls will discover too late that the Christianity and the pastor that they trusted to tell them the truth about how to be saved and live holy actually lied to them and led them to condemnation in hell. Therefore, I beg of everyone who is listening to please repent and seek the Lord for yourself. Don't get caught up in the world's, that is to say, Satan's deception and her Christianity. God is not a Christian and neither are His apostles. And God never told anyone to become a Christian. Let me repeat that for your hearing and for clarity. God, Yahweh, never told anyone to become a Christian. Wake up, people. The message of Christ is to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not Christianity. The message of Christ is to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message of Yahweh is to seek Him with all diligence, and you will find Him. And the message of today is to come out from among those who hate God and disobey His law and teach contrary to His command. Repent of Christianity and become a saint of Yahweh through obedience to John 3, 3-7 and Acts 2, 38-42, and by keeping and observing the unchanging law and moral commands of God. Again, I say to you, repent. I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been your real illuminating moment. And as always in parting, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him out of them all. Life hurts, but God heals. Keep looking up. Looking up. Looking up.